Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And on this Thursday morning, another blazing headline in politics. And this has to do with the Washington Post breaking a story yesterday, Alan, that says the special counsel, Robert Mueller, is investigating President Trump for possible obstruction of justice.
Well, it is something that is part and parcel of Mueller's job. I fully expect that as things get, and I've been saying it all along, that as things get too close, the president is going to lean on Rosenstein, the guy who is the acting attorney general in the place of Sessions, who recused himself from the Russian investigation, and will be leaned on to fire Mueller. Look, it's what Nixon did. Obviously, it is as the long arm of the law gets close, it's the kind of thing that a president can do because he can and because he, in his own mind, thinks he doesn't have any choices. And as long as this thing continues, it's almost a certainty that there'll be a way that President Trump thinks he can squirm out of this. I've often talked of the ball of twine coming loose, and that is exactly what's happening. The strands start coming out. You appoint a special prosecutor. We do know that the president is furious at Sessions because Sessions recused himself, thereby setting it up in such a way that he ended up with a special prosecutor breathing down his neck. So it's a remarkable story. And the thing about Mueller is that they all praised him when he was appointed, people like Giuliani and Gingrich and all the other gang. But now, of course, the way in which they are approaching this is just to be as tough as possible on Mueller and to say bad things about him. It cannot help the president. It cannot help his reputation one way or the other. If he fires him, he looks terrible. There are members of Congress, including Republicans, who were showing up on CNN and other places last night who said that they wouldn't stand for it. We'll just have to see.
And what about public opinion, Alan? I see a new poll from the Associated Press finds a clear majority of Americans, 48%, think President Trump has tried to interfere with the investigation into Russia.
Well, let's put it this way. It's not 50%. And at this stage of the game, and we know this, it really stops being about the Russians. You know, the Russians are terrible in interfering in our elections. But it's always the cover-up. It's always, will you go easy on Flynn? Why Flynn? General Flynn, because he knew what was going on. So therefore, can you please take care of Flynn and go easy on him? And that is the potential for the cover-up.
And of course, all eyes yesterday were on Alexandria after Representative Steve Scalise and four other people were shot on a baseball field where members of a congressional team were practicing for a charity game, which will go on at the Nationals field today, Alan. But there was a reaction from Western New York Congressman Chris Collins after this, basically going after the Democrats and saying, I hope they can tone down the rhetoric. Says he has a pistol permit and will start carrying a gun when he's out and about. But what about that, saying that the discourse fuels fires?
Well, yeah. Look, there is no question that things are very, very tense. We can say who hit John first. My impression is that much of this tension comes directly to the door of POTUS, or the President of the United States, who has said the most ridiculous and crazy things, tweeting them out all over the place when he lost the popular vote, which I have said so many times, and yet he becomes a climate denier, that he is threatening to take away the health care of, he described that bill that first came out of the House of Representatives as a great bill. Now it's a mean bill. Nothing means anything. So let me just say, if you're taking health care away from 24 million people, that's a fairly mean thing to be doing. And he knows it. I think they're leaning on him about this stuff. He's left all of those people like John Faso and Lee Stefanik out swinging in the wind. They all supported him. They did what he wanted them to do. And now he is leaving them out there calling them mean. It's an extraordinary story. So please, Mr. Collins, don't tell me that it's the Democrats who have started this thing. Yeah, this guy may have been an unbalanced person and he may be a Democrat. But it could have gone either way and has gone either way if you look at the kind of history of terrorism in this country, guys like McVeigh and others. So, you know, that while I don't know who was what, I can tell you there are an awful lot of unbalanced people in this country and they have access to guns and that's what this is all about.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. By the way, be sure to tune in at 9 a.m. for the roundtable live at the Linda with former spy Malcolm Nance.
It's going to be great fun, David.